Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, guys. Two tickets on 105.7 The Fan's official New Year's Eve party. Charm City Countdown Studio 54. It's happening at the BWI Hilton. Caller number 541-0583-1057. You can enjoy multiple bands, DJs. There's 17 party zones, gourmet food, and open bar and more.
Where's this?
Tickets start at $79 and a portion of the proceeds benefiting caring communities. Must be 21 plus to win or attend. It will be at the BWI Hilton. Sounds like a good time.
When is it?
New Year's Eve. Studio 54. Our count.
I think I want to go to that.
You think so? I think my wife works New Year's Eve, so if I went, I'd be going solo unless you want to go with
me. Let's go.
All right. Me and you go.
I want to go that.
Boys night. Oop, oop. Is that how it goes?
As long as you don't do that.
Oh, okay.
It's just don't.
My bad.
Do that.
I didn't know. I thought it was thought the guys were going out.
No, yeah. Don't do that. Don't or. No.
Joe, are you coming too?
He was a team.
I will not
that.
Be there. No. I don't think we're allowed to, right?
What since do you mean
we work for the station.
We're not allowed to win. We can go.
I'm not paying for that.
I ain't either.
Time out. We're not allowed to win tickets, but that doesn't necessarily mean we pay for tickets.
It sounds like an FCC violation.
We're not winning tickets.
It's our party. What do you mean?
Joe, when is the last time you paid for a concert at CFG?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly. That's not winning tickets.
Why are you revealing that to the people?
Joe, because we have corporate tickets. That's not illegal.
When was the last time you weren't invited to our tailgate?
What tailgate?
The one that we have.
That's like saying, pre-game show. That's like saying, I don't pay for Orioles tickets. It's a perk. It's not illegal.
Just saying, man.
We're not calling in the station. Hey, this is Joe. Hey.
Regardless, if it's Studio 54, what?
I think you're not supposed to wear pants.
You're not supposed to wear pants. There's cocaine everywhere. Mick Jagger is there.
I don't think you're supposed to say
Cher
all
Cher is there.
Cher? Is Sonny there?
Sonny was technically
you,
still
babe.
There at that point in time.
I got you, babe.
Yeah. He's got skis on.
Oh.
Because of the cocaine.
Oh, Joe. Joe. No.
He committed a Jeremy.
Yeah. Somebody's going to complain and think that's something I said because it sounds like something I would have said.
Trevor Rogers, who probably won't be there, last year went 9-3 with a 1.81 earned run average and 109 innings pitched. In those 109 innings pitched, he struck out 103 batters with 29 walks, only giving up, well, he gave up a ton of home runs. Oh, no, he didn't. Six home runs. Only gave up six home runs. I looked at 22 earned runs. He had a phenomenal year, finished top 10 in the Cy Young ballot. He told our buddy Jacob Calvin Meyer from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, that he wants to stay in Baltimore, but he's waiting for an offer. If you are an Orioles fan, take away the Jeremy condom.
I have a condom.
Yeah. The Jeremy condom. Take away Jeremy condom.
I've never heard that.
And What do you think the fans think about that story?
Rob, I'm going to raw dog this answer. look, I think the fans, I was just saying to you, like, for me, as I'm looking at this, I think
with
fans...
With the fandom and the use of the condom.
Yeah. So with the fans, I think they want him to get signed because you're excited about what happened last year. And remember, I was one of the few people that actually liked the trade when it went down. Yes.
You convinced me to like it. I did not at first. And then when you use some baseball reason, I started liking it.
Yeah, and when you guys go back to all the stupid things Mike Elias does, make sure you give him credit for that one. Because they had the best pitcher in baseball last year for two minor leaguers that weren't going to play here. So, that being said...
Now let's compartmentalize that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the Orioles, what do you do?
I ain't paying him until I see him this year. I need to see if he can repeat that.
Like I told you, if he goes through May with the earned run average of under 3.5...
Yeah.
I extend him.
Yep.
Because I don't expect 1.81 from him. I don't expect that.
You know what I love about this is that he hit his success while he was here. And he credits the Orioles for some of that and getting him ready. Remember how they can't develop anybody, as people say. But like they they get this to go the right way. And by the way, talking about him being the best, like he was in the Cy Young voting and he finished like fourth. If you were going to vote for him and he was eligible to be voted for, he should have finished no less than second. The only guy that you could have even looked was Tarik Skubal. You're going to look at him and say, okay, I'll give it to Skubal. But there was nobody better than Trevor Rogers. And if he meets the criteria, I don't know who they were voting for.
Remember that old South Park episode when they're on, I think, Wheel of Fortune?
Mm-hmm.
And they're spelling the word?
Mm.
You remember the cameraman gave the...
Yeah.
That's what Joe just gave you.
People
when you
who
said
annoy
people.
You.
Yeah, what did
Joe,
I do?
Joe just gave you when you said they can't develop pitchers. According to people.
Oh, yeah. Well, people say that. What?
That was just, it was fun. It
oh,
just,
you're saying, looked, oh, no, that's not what that
I
was.
I looked up at the same time he did that. It took me back to the South Park.
I think
Park.
I know where you guys are going.
And I don't watch South Park. I just saw the meme.
Yeah, this has more to do with what I'm reading on social media. Like, there's so many people I want to respond to, and it's like, no. Don't respond because you're never going to get the last word in. You're not going to win an argument with someone on social media. Yeah. It's like, you guys have at it.
But I'm with you on the whole. If I'm the Baltimore Orioles, I have terms that I want to offer him. And if he gets through May with an earned run average respectable under 3.5, because would you consider under 3.5 respectable?
Yes.
Okay. If he's under 3.5, his career ERA, even through the horrible times, is 3.83.
Rob, that's above average. If you're an average pitcher in a league, you're probably pitching around a 4.2 or above that. I don't know what it is now, but that's probably close to the mean.
If he's going six innings a game, which he was doing a lot, and his earned run average is 3.5 or under, then I'm going to him and I'm saying, here's a 4 or 5 year extension. Because he'll be 28. He's still got it in him.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be 33 when that contract is up. I go for it. I do. I mean, because Trevor Rogers, I mean, the guy was an absolute stud. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball. And with that, what was the one kid that came up late that went to the All-Star game in the National League?
Oh, Mizorowski?
I thought Trevor Rogers should have gone. If you want Mizorowski and Trevor Rogers,
I mean, that was one of the dumber things that this league has done.
Trevor Rogers averaged 6.11 innings per start.
I think either way I'm offering him a contract, but if I'm going to pay him the type of money for being the pitcher he was last year, I need to see it again.
Oh, yeah.
And again, this is coming from someone who liked that trade and understood that trade. And seeing him now, I still need to see more.
But because if you pay him on last year and you pay him on 3.5, those are two different contracts.
Yeah.
If he comes out next year, he's 3.5 through a couple of months, then who knows? Maybe he might say, no, I'm better than this. Let's wait to the end of the year. Maybe he says that. But as of now, if he is that guy, what are you offering him?
I mean, I think he's getting... Depending on what he's looking for, and if you're letting him hit, if you don't let him hit free agency, I'm offering him probably $25 million a year.
I was gonna say 5 years, 120.
I mean, we're kind of in the same ballpark, and I don't care if they have to go above that,
right?
But like, if you see him repeating it,
let's start there. 5 years, 120. I don't even know what that math is.
And can I say something too? Because
$24 million.
You know, we talk about like it takes guys sometimes. A little bit of time to figure it out at the major league level. Like, you love it when you see Treya Savage come in here, like, damn.
Yeah.
How'd they get him? Where'd he come from?
Not you when know? He does it against us, but I got your point.
But, like, guys like Roy Halladay, even Tarik Skubal, I'm looking at his numbers. First year in the league, granted, rookie year, he pitched in a couple of games.
What did Max Scherzer, one of those guys?
Yep. 5.63 ERA, next year 4.34, next year 3.52, and now you're seeing him dominate. And that's with two Tommy John surgeries in there as well. So, like, again, you find a pitcher like this that's pitching this way, and you can see him repeat it the next season, or at least to a degree, yeah, I'm paying him.
Along with PYT and Antonio, my favorite part of Fridays during the football season, Ravens over under, we'll do that at 7:30. But on the other side, what will have to go wrong for the Baltimore Ravens to lose this football game against the New York Jets? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Slap of the bass.
I was going to yell out
a slap of the bass.
What they said in Step Brothers, but I thought that would be inappropriate.
I watched it. I watched Step Brothers back-to-back nights going to bed.
I don't think that would be appropriate. What do you think?
Boats and hoes.
I guess it is appropriate.
The sip. What do you say? The ship won't sink because my afloat. Right. That's yeah. That's what he said. Prestige Worldwide. So by the way, and since we're talking Step Brothers, and I know we can do this now, and Joe wants us to get into the topic. When he's telling his dad all the different things they do as men, and he's like, we take craps with the door open. We go on riverboat gambling trips. You know, he's going through, and he goes, we have literally done none of those things. Shut up. Like, the whole setup to them hating each other, and then when they bond and become friends, it's one of the funniest movies that's ever been made.
I love when the sister-in-law falls in love with him.
Yeah. Dale, how did it feel when you shoved him out of the treehouse? I love you. When they're singing in the car. Joe, come on. Bring in the backup vocals. Anyway, that it's just such a great movie.
What has to go wrong for the Baltimore Ravens to lose to the Jets? Things that we don't want to talk about, like injuries before the game starts or early in the game.
The alarm clock doesn't go off in
think
time.
Think that's the case?
Yeah, they're beating the Jets, guys. Like, it's not – I am not worried. I think they beat the Jets if you put Cooper Pass in. That's what I think. So if I think that, then I think they're beating the Jets.
Kind of cocky, aren't you? Yeah. Jets have won a game.
I'm feeling froggy.
How many games have the Jets won this year?
Who cares? They weren't real wins.
They won two games this year.
They weren't real wins.
What were they then?
The Browns. He beat them. Who was their other win?
Bengals.
Yeah, come on, man.
They back-to-back, won back-to-back weeks.
Did you see how they won that Bengals game?
Yeah.
They suck, man.
I can't even convince you.
No, like
I can't. I mean, you know, I wish that the NFL would do what you do when we do our picks.
Keep it moving.
Keep moving.
So far,
like just go ahead, and give them the win, and give the Ravens a bye.
By the
way, that people right now in their vehicles and at their desk listening to us right now, hating us for doing this right now.
Yeah,
we're just counting it as a win. They're hating us right.
Well, that's
now.
It's fine again, but you know me, like I don't take anything for granted in there. I don't overlook opponents. It's the Jets.
Sounds like it to me.
You can show up and win this one.
Sounds like you're overlooking opponents. If before one of my games, if I were to say this to you right now, you would say, Rob, come on now. You don't overlook
before
people.
One of your games, you say it before every game.
I do not.
I'll show you the text messages that Rob has sent me saying, we about to run it up on them. Run it up on them.
The text messages?
Yeah.
Then how was their voice to that?
Because I hear it. That's okay. Why I hear you. You take off your condom. What? No. What are you talking about? When you said condom, I was like, what the hell is he talking about, man? But look, again, looking at the Jets, there is no reason. They traded away their two best defensive players. They traded for a receiver that doesn't have hands.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. And he's their second best receiver.
Yeah. So this is one of those games, if you like to see a beatdown, go. If you have better things to do, just follow the notifications. Is that what you say?
Yes.
Just follow your notifications on this one. Well, you know what? We haven't done over under or picks yet, but I'll tell you. I mean, I'll say it out loud with my chest. Ravens 33, Jets 13. It's my score.
I didn't even think about what I...
33-13.
I don't know if that's going to happen. How are the Jets going to score 13 points? I mean, I think you're in line with it. I would sit here and say 31-10, Ravens win. Wouldn't be shocked if the Jets added it. Like, Tyrod Taylor's serviceable enough to get him down the field to score a few times. I just don't... Like, the Jets have... You heard Lee Sterling say it. They have zero interceptions this year. Like, not one? Not a ball got tipped up and fell in your lap? They're defensive linemen with pick sixes this year, and you guys can't find one interception, not even on a Hail Mary play, nothing? Come on, man. It's just terrible to watch this team play. And this is a dreadful team, and I like Aaron Glenn, and I hope he turns it around, but, man, the Jets are bad.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, it's I don't know if the Jets... I think the Cleveland Browns are strategically losing. If I'm a Browns fan, Jeremy, I can swallow that pill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Jets are. I think they're just bad.
Yeah,
I think the Jets want to win. They went into this. I don't think Cleveland went into the season with a strategy of winning. Everything they did, especially at the quarterback position, lined up, said we want to lose. They went out and they got Joe Flacco, aging 40-year-old Joe Flacco. Okay, he's not great, but he's too good. He might win more games than we want him to.
Mm-hmm.
Let's trade him in the division. And let's start these other two middling quarterbacks and let them battle to see who's worse. It's almost, to me, strategically, they want to lose, the Browns. I don't see that with the Jets. I think the Jets
came to the season. They're trying, they're just not good.
I think they're bad from the top. All the way to the bottom, which means they make bad decisions from the top. Everything they do sucks. If I'm a Jets fan, I feel hopeless.
You said it stinks from the rooter to the tooter.
From the rooter to the tooter.
Yep.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
All right. Hey, Jeremy, I wouldn't go that far, man. If they put Cooper Pass in there, then they're going to have to score on defense. They're going to have to score defensive touchdowns.
I think they might.
Don't go that far now.
Cooper Pass. The only thing I know is he ain't Cooper Wynn.
Hey, well, give me a score, Mike.
What do you say? What
give me a score. Now? Give me a score.
He's not Cooper Wynn.
Oh, give me a score. I'll say 31 to... They might get 10 points, maybe.
31-10.
Yeah.
I had 33-13. What did you have?
3110. Yeah. Copycat, Mike.
Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
I'm going to say that we put that belt to ass 35-14.
35-14. That is belt to ass. Hey.
Yeah, we just need the kicker for the extra points.
That's the same.
You got 33-13, right?
Okay, I have 20 points. He has 21. That is belt to ass, man.
Yep.
I think it happens this Sunday. I'm with you. This is one of those games where we got to talk about it Monday. So you got to watch it.
And you know what? I might even say to you, if this was a normal year, maybe you have a chance of you get Cincinnati on that short week. It's the NFL, so I don't think you get the look ahead as much as you do in college. College kids, like the Georgia Tech kids playing this game against Pitt this weekend, are going, hey, we got Georgia next week. We better take care of business here. Why are you saying we have Georgia next week if you're talking about taking care of business here? We don't even need to think about them. But I think in college it happens more often. I could see a situation if this Cincinnati game was more important than what it was, at least what I believe it is. Now, the divisional games are important, don't get me wrong, but Cincinnati's defense is the worst defense that I've ever seen in this league.
They scare me. Just because it's division. Scares me. We give out shovels at 8 o'clock. Don't go anywhere, but on the other side, over, under, on the Fan. 7:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris will be back on Monday. I'm talking about a Ravens beatdown of the New York Jets. Let's go over, under, Jeremy.
All right.
All right, let's go. Lamar Jackson, 239.5 total yards, over or under?
I want to say keep it moving here. I'm going over. I don't think there's any question.
We'll go back to three quarters.
Yeah. And by the way, I wanted to say to you, in the keep it moving during the NFL picks, you know we've only been wrong one time, and that was when Buffalo lost to Miami.
Really?
Yeah. That's the only keep it moving play this year we lost. Okay. So it's highly successful, Rob.
We're both going over with this. How about Derrick Henry rushing yards, 109.5.
I'm going over. That number seems way too high in most games, not in this one. Well, because if they get the lead, I think he breaks one.
The Jets right now, I think, are 23rd or 24th. But they weren't as low before the trade. So
yeah, Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, they're worse now. That contributes to me going over. Ravens D forces 1.5 turnovers. Over or under?
I went under. Tyrod Taylor, I think if you're going to get this, you're going to need a couple fumbles in there. I don't know that he's going to throw an interception. I wonder if they're even going to throw enough. If they open it up and say, hey, kid, go out there and do whatever you want. Like, throw the football. If we're trailing, we're going to... I don't know what their vision is. I think they're basically not putting their best foot forward. As you said, like, they're trying. They're just not good.
So is Justin
Fields?
Fields, is he's not injured, is he?
No.
He's
I don't think so.
A healthy bench.
But he stinks.
He's going to play.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you think Tyrod Taylor gets knocked out?
I think Tyrod Taylor's going to suck too.
Yeah.
I think he's going to play.
Okay.
I think it's going to be two turnovers.
Well, you did say that. Dylan Gabriel wouldn't finish the game last week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, come on, you can't predict. Oh, it happened? Okay. All right, then. That's fairly good. Yeah, I'm going to take under. Again, I could see it happening. I'm just taking under here.
Tyrod Taylor, 209.5 total yards. I have to go under because I don't think he's going to finish the game.
Yeah,
I don't.
I almost changed my pick because you told me he wasn't finishing the game, but I'm going over. I think they have to throw in the second half, and he gets over this number just because of game flow.
If he goes over and he plays the whole game, he'll have two turnovers. I think he threw two interceptions in the last
game. Man. Did he?
Last game he played, I think he threw two, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
Well, he got him out then. He's not going to throw him now.
All right. Breece Hall, 79.5 yards rushing, over or under?
Under.
Yeah.
I hate saying this is probably the easiest one. If game flow obviously goes the way that we expect it to go, he's not going to be running, toting the rock in the second half. He's going to have a long one to make this happen.
If you love him, you let him go. Breece Hall?
Yeah.
Trade that man.
They did not. They didn't like what they were getting back for him. They wanted like a third, and teams were offering a fourth.
If you love him, let him go. Let the man go. Joseph and Perry Hall. What's up, Joseph?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Happy Purple Friday.
Same to you.
All right. So my score prediction for this Sunday, I'm going to say Ravens 31. I'm going to say the Jets 6. I think the offensive line have a bounce back game after that rough game against the Browns. And then we had come back home to Cincinnati, take on Cincinnati later.
Hey, Cincinnati concern you if Joe Burrow plays, Joseph?
I mean, I never want to count Joe out because I do think he's a good quarterback. But, I mean, coming off an injury, the way our defense has been playing lately, I'm going to say no at this time. I'm not concerned if he does come back.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. I'm not looking ahead. I don't know if Joseph's going to call back next week, so I ask him now.
Is he playing linebacker, Joe Burrow? Or what do you got him in the secondary somewhere? Because how's he going to help them is what I'm saying. Because Flacco's dropping 40 with him. It doesn't matter. They lost to the damn Jets. So go ahead, let Burrow score 40, and that defense is going to give up 45. It's easy. Easy peasy.
I want you focus on this week's game. I asked Joseph because I don't know if I'm going to talk to Joseph next week.
I don't know if I'm going to talk to you next week.
I'm going to be here.
I know, but I don't know if I want to be here. Because if you're going to be here, maybe I don't want to be here now.
Okay. Yeah. Man. How about this, man? Next week is Thanksgiving, right? Mm-hmm. Why am I walking through the hall and they already have these damn Christmas decorations up? The radio station 101.9 is playing Christmas music. They dropped it yesterday at noon.
And they keep dropping that crap earlier and earlier.
I'm out here in the hallway, and I hear it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I haven't carved the turkey yet. How is it looking like Christmas? Don't look like Christmas to me.
Yeah.
I ain't carved the turkey.
It's like 70 degrees out, isn't it?
Could you let me enjoy my favorite holiday before you drop in this other commercial-ass holiday?
Yeah. The one holiday where it's like, what are you getting me? Instead of the holidays, like, hey, we're all getting together and eating. Are you bringing a dish?
Yes. You know? We're going to watch some football. We'll have some fun. Sit around. Eat until we can't keep our pants buttoned. You know what I mean? That's a holiday. That's a holiday.
Thanksgiving's always been the best holiday because it's been about nothing but spending time with family, eating. And for guys like us, it's like watching football, you know, busting chops with family members.
I think Memorial Day is a better holiday. Beginning of the summer, you're grilling out.
People give me a hard time and they call me Scrooge. I hate Christmas, man.
Well, we're gonna be
and you know
two,
what I hate?
We're going to be two Scrooges together.
Yeah. I hate let me ask you this question, and I think I might know your answer. Do you hate it more when someone gets you a gift and you don't have them one, or you get them a gift and they don't have one for you?
I hate it when somebody gives me something I don't have one for.
That's the one. That's the one that I hate the most.
I tell everybody, don't give me a gift.
So
I ain't getting nothing.
I'm the type of person, I'm the least materialistic person you're ever going to meet. I don't care about anything. I don't care about any of that stuff. Clothes, car, whatever. It does not matter to me one bit. So I do not need gifts. It's not like if you get them, I'm going to be like, oh, I don't want this. No, I'm appreciative of it. Yeah, everybody likes to get gifts. I just don't need them.
I only care about clothes. I don't really care. I'm not materialistic when it comes to cars.
Yeah, but do you want to buy your own clothes or do you want people buying them for you?
I want to buy my own.
Yeah, see, that's...
Because I know what I like.
Yeah. That's why it's like impossible for me to buy anything for my wife because she's very particular about what she likes. I bought her stuff and seen the look on her face and then heard that fake-ass thank you. Like,
My girl Shaky, Shakina. The Grinch is back. I haven't gone anywhere, Shakina. Been here the whole time. Where you been?
Shakina on my team or your team?
My team. Shakina. Shakina.
I'm kidding.
Remember that white girl named Shakina?
Yeah,
no.
Shakina.
Shakina Brokowski. Oh. No, that's not the case. Shakina Martelli. Nope. Yeah. Nope, that's not her either.
Oh, man.
Got this one from a girl, Rachel. Thank you. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, too, and I hate when they bring Christmas on early. It happens earlier and earlier every year. Black Friday started yesterday on Amazon.
I mean, it's all about what can you buy? Hey, buy me something. Go spend money. Look at these stupid LaBooBoo things. You know about these?
No.
You don't know about LaBooBoo? Joe, I know you do. Joe's got a couple.
You know, my head is in the sand when it comes to pop culture most of the time, man.
But it's crazy, these little, what would you call them? Just dolls? They don't do anything.
They're not
right?
Like just real dolls, 21st though. Century troll dolls.
Yeah, basically. And then you don't know which one you're getting when you buy it, right? It's like buying a pack of baseball cards. You don't know what's going to be in there. So you could end up with the same one like five times.
Nah, I pass.
Yeah.
Steven Towson wants to comment on us hating Christmas. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I don't really hate Christmas. What I do hate are the lights. My wife has me put up these bushes full of lights. 5,200 lights I put up over the weekend because I got to get ready. And the ones from the year before, half of them don't work.
Wait a minute,
you got to go buy brand new lights.
What are you putting up the lights?
Every year.
Steve?
Because it's cooler right now.
No, when
she likes to have them on for.
You put them up now?
Yeah, because she likes to have them on for Thanksgiving Day only. And then we click them back on a week before Christmas.
Okay.
So,
right. so you have people at the house and stuff, right?
Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's cool. I see that.
Let me tell you a little trick that the young me used to do. Because Dad would have us come out and put up Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
And I would mess up the Christmas lights every single time. And you know why I messed up the Christmas lights?
What?
Not because it was an accident. I did that crap on purpose. Because the more I messed it up, the less he would ask me to do.
I know.
And then eventually he stopped asking me to help with Christmas lights.
I know it's not famous and not popular to quote Bill Cosby right now because of his, what happened in his life.
Did you finish your drink, Joel Pudding Pops?
Did you ever see the stand-up himself, Bill Cosby himself?
I've seen a lot. You have to.
He talked about the brilliance of men. How we're brilliant. We brilliantly mess everything up. So our wives don't ask us to do anything.
I probably did hear that.
I wanted to say, shut up, Bill.
I probably heard that as a kid and just...
telling all the secrets. Give out shovels at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, talk about these college football games tonight and tomorrow up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. College football games this weekend. Let's go with those top 25 matchups, Jeremy. Missouri at Oklahoma. You're making me believe in Oklahoma. I think they take care of business at home against Missouri.
Yeah, I feel like Oklahoma's going to win this game, but I got to say it is one of those letdown spots after picking up the big win against Bama. If Missouri had Prabula, their normal quarterback, I would probably say that this is definitely one that we'd look to attack and take Missouri plus the points.
You see Larry David?
Is that who that was?
It was Larry David. Just walked
I heard his home. Theme music as soon as he opened the door. But you had a squirrel moment and I couldn't resist. I'm like, who is that? Anyway, I thought that was one of the guys from one of those pawn shop shows. Anyway, what was I talking about? Missouri. If they had Prabula, I'd be all over Missouri in this spot. They have one of the best running backs in the country in Ahmad Hardy. But the fact is, I feel like Oklahoma wins and Missouri covers.
Right.
Oklahoma is the better team out of these two, especially with Prabula being out.
The only other top 25 matchup of the week is one that I feel is very, very underrated. As USC travels to Oregon. I think, Jeremy, I'm getting the impression that this for USC is an elimination game.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be both. Like, USC has two losses. We've talked about it. You get to three, you're probably not getting in.
Not out of the SEC.
Yeah. Even the Big Ten, if you get the three losses, I don't think you're not getting in. Those are the two power conferences. And let's be honest, we have two conferences now, and the rest of the guys are just there waiting for them to say, hey, we're creating two super conferences.
Yeah.
But in this spot, I like Oregon here. I mean, they're a double-digit favorite. There's been this thing with USC whenever it used to be whenever they go out of the time zone, they would suck. They played Purdue tight. Mm-hmm. Nebraska. You look at all the games and where they've went when they went on the road, they played down to the level of their competition. The problem is you can't play down against Oregon because Oregon's better than you. So I think Oregon gets stops on defense. I think Lemon could be a problem for Oregon's defense because he's one of the better receivers in the country. But that being said, I think this is definitely an Oregon puffy pants game. I think they win by double digits.
Meanwhile, Texas A&M, Georgia, and Alabama all on a bye. Well, not really. Texas
They're playing.
A&M plays Samford. Georgia plays Charlotte. And Alabama plays Eastern Illinois.
I thought you were going to go Texas A&M plays Samford. Alabama's playing their sons. You know, it's like... You can't fault these. I've said this before.
This is the week they do it all the time at SEC.
Well, like last week or 2 weeks ago, it was Ole Miss and Citadel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they have their one cupcake game. They do it towards the end of the year.
Hey, but we're doing you a favor.
Yeah.
Give you some money to get your ass whipped.
Yep. And then again, you're right about USC if they lose. Oregon, if they lose, they're still kind of in it. But what's their signature win at this point?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Arkansas, Texas. Should Texas be worried about that one?
No, because Arkansas can't stop a nosebleed, man. So, I mean, Texas is a 9-point favorite. They should run roughshod over him. But I think with all the things that have gone on with Arch Manning, did you see people were pointing out Peyton was in the stands with his son watching Arch play when they played, who'd they play last week, Georgia?
Yeah.
So he was in Georgia watching the game. And then people are going, that kid's already better than Arch. I know it. you got to give Arch time because he does look more like a runner than a passer right now.
Oh, my gosh.
But I still think he's going to be fine.
Pitt at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is only 2.5-point favors in this game.
Scares the hell out of me. Because the right side of this is Pitt. I like the over. I think we see points. I don't think either team's going to stop the other team. I think Reed and Pop and the rest of that offense in Pittsburgh can move the ball up and down the field. Georgia Tech has been my favorite team to root for this year, so I hate when I don't like them. I did not like them against NC State, and I said they were going to get upset. I don't want to say this. I think Pittsburgh knocks them off.
BYU on the road to Cincy. You talked about this game earlier this week. BYU road favorites 2.5 points.
Yeah, give me Cincinnati here. I just haven't been. This is the third week in a row I bet against BYU. I'm 1-1 right now because they embarrassed the hell out of me when I thought TCU was going to upset them. But I feel like Cincinnati's been waiting for this game. You know, you got an unranked team as a 2.5-point underdog to the 11th ranked team in the country. They're telling you it's supposed to be closer than what you think. I think Cincinnati wins outright and they definitely cover the 2.5. The other one that we should have brought up was the SMU game, as SMU, they're a favorite over another team, which I'm not sure that they should be when you start looking.
Ooh.
At where did I lose my, I just lost my place. SMU has, what other ACC team? Louisville? Is that right?
Yeah, it has to be Louisville.
Louisville.
They're not ranked.
Yeah, but they were, so Louisville was ranked this past week, lost
to Clemson.
And then they fell out of favor.
Yeah.
So when this came out, before the rankings came out, Louisville was ranked when the spread came out, and you're looking at it saying, wow, SMU, because SMU lost to TCU at the beginning of the year, and everybody's like, oh, they're done.
Yeah.
They suck. And then you stop paying attention, and all of a sudden you're going, are they 7-2?
Yep.
Yeah. So Kevin Jennings, the quarterback from SMU, is really good. I think SMU wins that game.
All right. Is this the swan song of Deion Sanders' coaching career? Arizona State travels to Colorado, to Boulder. Colorado is 7.5-point dogs at home.
Didn't this fizzle out real quick? I remember people coming out to watch every Colorado game. I haven't heard a single person talk about
them. I haven't seen those Buffalo hats and shirts anymore either.
I don't know. Like, this team is, I don't know if they just thought they were going to show up and win their conference. They lost a lot of their talent. Speaking of Colorado, I just don't see it. You know, I think... If you're not winning, is Deion going to want to hang around there unless he's picking up a paycheck and he still enjoys what he's doing? But I can't imagine.
I still believe in my heart, Jeremy, that when they had the all access and Deion Sanders, his first year, said, some of you guys might as well go ahead and get in the transfer portal. I ain't even looking at you. That puts a bad taste in people's mouths, man. That does. I'm telling you, You can't do that.
I don't want to play for that guy.
Exactly.
You're already showing favoritism in this spot before we've even done anything.
And then he hated TCU because he said TCU coach didn't give his son a good shot. He just, no, I don't want him. Wait a minute. You just did the same thing. I think there's enough, as you would say, warts out there that is hard. It's not as easy for him to recruit as people think. 410-583-1057 is the number. Mike Preston joins us at 8:15, but on the other side, you got a shovel for us?
Yeah, I got a shovel. I sent a video to the group of a new sport that's out there. Somebody's going to get their damn neck broken. I'll tell you what it is and why they deserve the shovel.
Shovel's up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.